Muhammad Nabina.
Living a life that depicts the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, NPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. You're welcome to another edition of Everyday Muslim on Women Radio. I'm Rashida Adetun Okeolaniyo. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's all I can say. Wallahi, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
When we say our car, we don't know the import. When we are reminded to thank Allah enough, when we are reminded to do charity, we don't know the import. When we make dua and Allah says, after all the dua, times one of it, I use it to avert calamities. We don't know the implications, we don't know the import. So I'll just say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I can really relate what you are talking about. We just need to give Almighty Allah. We need to continue to gratify and glorify Almighty Allah. And that's why today's topic it's very, very important, because I can link everything together. The power of gratitude in Islam. How shukr leads to more blessings. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today, I am Rashida Adetun Okeolaniyo, and I have my colleague here, Amina Adams. We both will be anchoring today's program. We give thanks to Almighty Allah and we welcome all our listeners to this wonderful edition of every on everyday Muslim, titled, as I said earlier on, The Power of Gratitude in Islam. We will be having our Sheikh Dawood Adelakun to join us. Hopefully, I guess he will be able to join us very soon. Maybe due to the network, I guess.
Sister, should I just put into perspective why, you know, Allah is the best of planners, wallahi. And subhanAllah, you know, how best to relieve literally one of them. Is Imam here?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's better now. It's much better. You were saying something, but your connection was not stable. No, I can't pick what you're saying, and I'm not sure our listeners too are also picking what you're saying. But then, what do you mean by gratitude? Gratitude in Islam. Glorifying Almighty Allah, giving thanks to Almighty Allah all the time of our life. All the time we move, we speak, whatever we do, we have to glorify Almighty Allah. The verse of the Holy Quran that says that which of the favors of Almighty Allah can we deny? Of course, there is none. If you look at it very well, waking up alone this morning, it's something for us to give gratitude to Almighty Allah. And that's why, if we look at ourselves, a lot of people are out there. Even in the state that they are in, they still give gratitude to Almighty Allah. Then we that have, I would say, little or no issue, of course, everybody has an issue one way or the other, but we are still able to manage our issues, who are we not to glorify Almighty Allah? I'm going to give a scenario. Maybe everyone, our listeners too, can also pick from it and learn from it. I remember some weeks back, we were going for an outreach, and before getting to South Milan Bridge from Lekki Osborne, around Osborne area, yes, I just remember that I didn't use my seatbelt at the back. It was something very unusual for anybody to use their seatbelt at the back. It's not common. And it just came to my mind. I said, use your seatbelt. My husband said, use your seatbelt. It was his voice I heard. And I used my seatbelt. Just with two other people, ladies beside me, they also used their seatbelts. We used our seatbelts on getting to Oboro, moving towards Bagada. The person sitting in the middle said, why are we using our seatbelt at the back? I said, anything could happen. If anything should happen, the person can fly out or jump through the windscreen. Within 2 to 3 minutes, I didn't know what was happening again. The front tire that controlled the steering busted. It was all the seatbelt that Allah used to save us. And 5 of us in the car came out with little or no scratch. Now I have to think back. We are going for an outreach. Yes. At the same time, I was playing my scar on my phone. What if I was going for something else? What if my scar was not playing? What would have been a wuja for me? I came out and I was just saying, Alhamdulillah. I had to bow in the middle. I was just on that covert. I had to bow there and said, Alhamdulillah to Almighty Allah. I kept saying, Alhamdulillah. Now, what are we saying about gratitude? When you give gratitude to Almighty Allah, there is a part of you that feels fulfilled. Now saying gratitude to somebody that does something good for you, giving gratitude about, oh, thank you very much, Zakulau Kairan. Thank you for what you did. Of course, how do you say a person is going to feel? Good. That's why gratitude in Islam is so very, very, very important. If you are grateful for one thing, Allah will multiply it for you. If you continue to give Allah glorification, thank Allah all the time. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Having the mind that Allah has accepted your gratification. Having that taqwa that Allah is going to give you more. If you do something good to somebody and the person says thank you, you'll be so willing to do more for that person. Though sometimes you might not want the person to say thank you to you, but the attitude the person shows to you will show that yes, the person is appreciative. And within you, you will feel happy and want to do more. Waking up alone in the morning is something for us to give gratitude to Almighty Allah. Allah said in Quran 14, verse 7, He said, if you are grateful, I will surely increase your favor. I will surely increase your favor. That's a promise from Almighty Allah. give gratitude all the time. Even the prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even while he was facing a lot of trials, he also gave gratitude to Almighty Allah. Because he knows that whatever that happens to us is from Almighty Allah. And what Allah has done at that particular time, that trial that Allah has given to us, might be a shield for a greater trial. As human, it can be very difficult for us sometimes to say Alhamdulillah when we face some hardship. Some trials, it can be difficult for us. But it's just a reminder that the best of mankind that Allah has sent to this world for us, that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even during his hardship, is the best example. He continues to give gratitude to Almighty Allah. And comparing our trials, our hardship, compare it to what the prophets, the Sahabas have gone through. We will not say we cannot give gratitude to Almighty Allah. These are just points for us to continue to reflect on every now and then. And I said earlier on, giving gratitude elevates us spiritually. It's a kind of connection between us and Almighty Allah. If you are able to give gratitude from the deepest part of your heart, just sit down, try to think back, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. While you are saying Alhamdulillah, you continue to remember all the things, all the ways that Allah has blessed us. We realize that giving gratitude is the most important thing that a Muslim needs. There are going to be lots of trials. There are going to be lots of trials. There are going to be lots of challenges. And I also remember the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when we face a trial or we face something that is sudden, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That is us having faith that Allah has given us this thing and Allah has taken it. It's Allah's will. We cannot design it. But I was saying earlier on that our askar, our duha, our salat, giving out of charity, there are all ways that Allah use to shield us from a lot of things. Okay, so let me expatiate more on the askar. A lot of people do the askar, but how many people know the meaning of the askar that we do both morning and evening? Doing these askars, you will realize if we're able to sit down and meditate over it, look at the meanings, we realize that we have every cause to glorify Almighty Allah. Do you know how Allah has prevented us? How Allah has guided our children? How Allah has guided our family with these little askars? Little but mighty askars that we do morning and evening. We look at ourselves, people around us. We see them laughing, smiling. And we look at ourselves and say, why is this person smiling? The person might have issues, but there's a way the person has been able to shield it. So if we shield it, having faith in Almighty Allah, because they know that even that smile is a charity. We are told to visit the hospitals, the graveyard, visit some specific places and see the reasons why we need to glorify Almighty Allah. Why we need to be thankful to Almighty Allah. How many of us, let's check ourselves, how many of us has been able, or let me say, how many of us did ask out this morning and have faith that Allah has accepted it? If you're just joining us, you're on to Women Radio 91.7 FM, and the topic of our discussion today is gratitude in Islam. We are going to have our Sheikh Dawood join us virtually. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, my sister?
Jazakullah khair. I'm fine. Alhamdulillah wa bil alamin. Jazakullah khair for joining us today again.
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Sheikh Dawood is a regular and a friend of the house. He's always there. He's always there for us. He is the Chief Missioner, Association of Muslim Professionals, Chief Imam, Omituru Central Mosque, Ikorodu Chairman, Chief Imam Omituru Central Mosque in Ikorodu, Chairman Abdul Qod Charitable Foundation. Sheikh Dawood.
Yes.
Adelakun. You're welcome to Everyday Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
And our topic for the discussion today is gratitude in Islam.
Yes.
Earlier on, I was trying to talk to make some clarifications to our listeners on what gratitude is all about, on why we are supposed to be grateful to Almighty Allah, on the importance of azkar, our daily azkar, and knowing the meaning of this azkar.
That's a good one.
I'd like to ask you, Sheikh, because
yes.
I know I mentioned a particular verse in the Holy Quran, that's Surah Ibrahim, Quran 14, verse 7, that if you are grateful, I will surely increase your favor. I would like to ask you, how do we reconcile this divine law with the struggles that many grateful people still face?
Well, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala mabuth wa rahmatul alameen, nabiyina wa rasuluna Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa sahbati ajma'in. The culture of Islam, of a Muslim, all the time is to glorify Allah. It's to thank him, it's to appreciate him, it's to elogize him all the time. It's a necessity. It is not a privilege. It is a right upon Allah that we glorify him all the time. Therefore, we give that to him, Allah, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our benefactor. We thank him sincerely for giving us this life. We thank him sincerely for giving us Islam. And we thank him for the life, for the health he has given to us and everything. We ask him in his infinite mercy to bless the best of mankind, Rasulullah Muhammad, and his household and companions, and those who believe in him and walk in his path to the day of resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Brother and sister, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I want to just ask a very, very important question about making reference to a higher in the Holy Quran, Surah to Ibrahim, where Allah tells us, verse 7. Allah tells us that in shakaritum la azidannakum. That's surely and certainly. Because that's a conditional. Allah has put la in. If you can. If you can. And he put emphasis there. If he can. Definitely Allah says la in. If you can. La azidannakum. If you can thank me. If you can appreciate me. If you can recognize the fact that I'm your creator. I'm your benefactor. I'm your protector. And be provided for everything about your life. Allah said, definitely and surely and certainly, I will make an increase for you. You can see that, so it's straightforward. It's a condition. Do this and I will do this. It's just a law. So if you thank Allah, it will be increased for you. Now the issue is, how do people thank Allah? Do you really thank Allah? People can say, I'm thanking Allah. I say, Alhamdulillah, 1 million times. Is that what it means to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thanking Allah means gratitude to Allah, means appreciating him, means elogizing him, means praising him. And that's what we're talking about azkar. It's praising him all the time, elogizing him all the time, recognizing that he is the creator. That is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this thanking of Allah takes three different forms. The first form is to first internalize it. Think within you, do I really need to thank Allah? Has he been beneficial to me? Do I need to glorify him? When you are convinced within you that really I need to thank Allah, that itself is thanking Allah. Because you are convinced. It's not mechanical now. It is not just artificial. It is within you that you know I must thank Allah and you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that one that you have not recognized, you have to glorify him. Now verbalizing it. Saying, no, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahu lak alhamdu. All the forms of glorification, you give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that one, it is now to thank Allah with your body. Your body, the organs has provided for you. Your eyes, you thank Allah with it by looking at what is righteous. Your hand, you touch and thank Allah with it by doing what is righteous with your hand. Your legs, by moving to the right places with your leg. Your wealth, by spending the right course. All these are called thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, all that has bestowed upon you, to thank Allah with them. By praying, your salat itself is thanking Allah, because you're using all the verse of body to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these are called thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now back to your question now. That if you really thank Allah the way you should be thanked, and you appreciate what you should appreciate, then why should you go through any problem? So despite that, is that not the question? Hello?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead, sir. I'm with you.
Yeah. So if you thank Allah, then why should you have problems? The fact that you thank Allah does not mean we will not have challenges in life. Because of the time, what you think to be a challenge or the problem in life are just challenges to make you get to where you're supposed to get to. And that is why the Bishop of Allah says, Ajaban li amri Muslim, the Mu'min. Wonderful is the life of a believer. He said, wonderful is the life of a believer. In asabatu khair, shakara. Wa asabatu shar, sabara. Wa kul khair Allah. If good things happen to him, he thanks Allah. Oh, thank you Allah for this food. Thank you Allah for this good health. Thank you Allah for the prayer, this and that. He thank you for that. And when anything bad happens to him, what he does not expect, he's patient about it. That is what he's thanking Allah. By being patient, he's thanking Allah. That this thing comes from you, and I'm supposed to enjoy it, because after it, this is going to come. So, that is it. And most of the time, what you have in life, what you want in life, it does not come on easy path. There's no pain, there's no gain without pain. Most of the things you want, you must go through some processes to just to come to you. Some people take this process to be punishment or to be not answering our prayers. Allah has answered your prayers and is going to make increase for you because you have thanked him. So that is the relationship between thanking Allah for that sometimes and thinking that you are not actually, your prayers will be answered or there's no increase. Because it says, la azid, if you thank me, I will definitely increase. You increase me in faith, you increase me in wealth, you feel the increase in well-being, and that's what you call thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for that beautiful explanation. Yeah, before I move on to my next question, I would like us to go to the powerhouse, and the powerhouse is Lotus Capital for sponsoring this program.
Tune in to Women Radio 91.7 for everything women.
Oh, the good old days, when the only worry was finding a good ball to play. Those were the days when values were taught and transferred from one generation to the other. But just because times have changed doesn't mean the values should too. And that's why even when it comes to investing, I choose Halal, because I get to do the right thing. Get value for your values. Invest with Lotus Capital today and enjoy a variety of ethical investment options with competitive returns offered by a team of SEC-registered fund managers. With over 15 years' experience, Lotus Capital gives you value for your values. Visit www.lotuscapitallimited.com. Call 0908-705-8405 or 0908-705-8405. Lotus Capital Limited, creating wealth the halal way.
Ihe ọma ala ndịala yana naira reno kwa ụbọchị ị ga-ewi ihe ruru 200,000 na better play kwa ụbọchị elekere iri n'otu nke ụtụtụ elekere abụọ nke ehihie na elekere isii nke abalị na Women Radio 91.7 a ga na-akpọ ndị meririnụ na better play lottery ndị obodo m mee ka anyị ncha niile gbakọta nweta ego a biko ga zụta better play lottery ticket gị ugbu a 500 ntọnta ego na www.betterplay.ng ọ gị pịa star 3 *147*15#. Inwe kwara ike izururu ticket ruru 20 ko onye ge ohere ige eji ewini echefula na ogba kwa ubochi ki nwere ike inweta ohere ije ewini 200,000 na Better Play na Women Radio 91.7. We also we ije soro anyi na Facebook nke wo @betterplay mo Instagram @betterplayng ka na enye gi update ekwekwala ihe oma ha ji bia gafe ego ina gi go ticket gi na gi go ticket mugwa okwa ndi na erula 18 years kana agbakwa ihe ha.
Women Radio 91.7, breaking the culture of silence.
Yeah, welcome back. Is that Clark Heron to Lotus Capital, the Alal Investments Financial House? Sheikh Daoud.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my next question is, in what way does gratitude elevate our spiritual state and strengthen our connection with Allah?
Well, alhamdulillah, the purpose of our creation itself is to worship Allah. And for everything Allah has bestowed upon us is to make us to increase in belief and in worshiping Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us himself why he has created us. He said, "Well, let the akhijakum in tunu ma'atukum, la ta'alamuna shayhan." Allah said, "It is me who brought out you from the belly of your mothers. You knew nothing. Because of that, when you are born, nobody knows anything. Nobody can say, daddy, mommy, go, come, everybody knows anything. Allah said, because I want you to worship me, and I want you to appreciate of me, I bestow upon you the gift of hearing and the gift of sight, while afida and conscience, intellect. Why I've done that? La'alakum tashkurun. So that you can thank me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I can thank me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah wants from us. That we thank Him, we appreciate Him, we glorify Him all the time. So as a result, when He does this for us, even when we are going through some difficulties, He wants to increase, bring all these goods, increase our faith over Him. Messiah, when Allah revealed the surah al-Fatih of victory to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tells him that, "Oh Muhammad, inna fatana laka fatya mubina." Quran 48, ayah 1-2. Yakfu laka lawma takadum dhambikum wa ta'akhkhar wa yutima ni'matahu alayk wa yahdika siratan mustaqima. Allah says, "Oh Muhammad, you have indeed given you a great victory. The conquest of Mecca, you are going to have it now. You are going to go back to Mecca, you know, peaceful and conquer everything there. And all the sins you have committed in the past, all are going to be overlooked. Even those you may likely commit in future, they are not going to be counted. In other words, you are going to be immune to sin and to punishment. And like another punishment, because you already been forgiven. This is a great favor for indeed." What should anybody who does that, who gets that, what will he do? Ordinarily, we just feel like let people and rest, at least Allah forgive everything. What he does, we have kept on praying and praying and praying and praying. So Aisha read aloud to her, his wife, now said, "Oh, Muhammad, look at your leg, they're all swollen. Why should your leg be so swollen?" He said, "Well, Allah has forgiven all your sins, and you have this victory, you should be relaxing. Reduce your tahajjud, reduce your sadaqah. You do something you have been doing now. Enjoy your life." He said, "Oh, Aisha, what are you talking about? Alana Akunabda Shakura? Would I be a grateful servant? Would I be a grateful servant?" So in other words, what I'm talking about, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him more, the more he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he shows appreciation, the more he shows gratitude. So being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase us in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should increase our faith, should increase our belief and worship of Him. We cannot make Allah stop something for us, we go and relax. So that is a correlation between that one and that one. And most of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them, you see them, Allah bless them and give them the articles, the titles of being appreciative. Being appreciative. You have them in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You have it in Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. You have it in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All of them. So they're all shakur. They're all appreciative to Allah. Just by the grace of Allah that Allah gave to them. And Allah says, "Kul ma ataytu kafun mashakiri." Take that which I have been bestowed upon you and being among those who will be appreciated. So appreciating Allah will make one to increase in faith because you want more. And the more you want, the more you thank Allah. If you want Allah to bless you more, you have to thank Him more. And when you want to thank Allah, you have to increase in faith. Because there's no way you can thank Allah except by doing what Allah has commanded. You only cannot thank Allah. By doing what Allah has commanded. One of the salaf, a person went to him, "I have so much complain. I'm not getting what I want. I need money. I don't have money." You know, I said, "Kind, can I ask Allah to take away your eyes and give you, you know, countless money?" So "How can I take away my eyes? I cannot do that. I can't trade my eyes for any wealth." "What about your hand?" He said, "No way." "What about your legs?" "Say, no way." Then become a mad person and become an insane. "Say, no way." Say, "Then those who that you have, you know that more than what you're asking for. Those that you have on hand, your eyes, you can't trade them for money. Your head, you can't trade them for money. Your hands, you can't trade them for money. Your speech, you can't trade them for money. Your intellect, you can't trade them for money. That means all these things are more than what you're asking for. Therefore, thank Allah for that which is in your hand. Thank what I've given to you and appreciate it, Allah. And by doing appreciation, I'm going to make a more increase for you." So, let me stop that. There are a lot of stories that tell us how much we must thank Allah and how much we get when we thank Allah for our time.
Azakullah, Karan, Sheikh. That will lead me to my next question. And that's, we're talking about appreciation. Now, let's look at the relationship between gratitude and contentment. Some people say, "Yes, I'm grateful to Almighty Allah." Within them, are they contented? So, relationship between gratitude, contentment, and personal ambition. How do we strike a balance between being grateful for what we have and striving for more?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. He knows that the man will always be in need. And you always want more. Because he knows what you want more, that is why he has given you this gift of sugar. You always want more money. You always want more health. You always want more position. You always want more longer life. Everything you want more. The only thing that can guarantee you this more, it is by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I say, la'in shakaritum. What you want is more, right? You want more money, you want more head, you want more money, whatever you want. What you want is more and more and more. The only thing that can guarantee this more and more for me, Allah, is by being appreciative. There's nothing wrong with you being happy, be ambitious. You have to be ambitious. I want more. Yes, you should be ambitious. As you're ambitious about worldly things, you should be ambitious about doing more of what Allah wants. You want more money? Yes. But do you worship Allah more? You want good more health? You worship Allah more? So you be content with what Allah has given to you by worshiping Allah more so Allah can give you more. So that is the condition. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one day a servant of Allah, you know, went to him and met him on the way. You know, Musa goes to Allah and one of the messenger that talks to Allah directly. So you are going to Allah. Tell Allah, this word is too much. It's not even giving me rest, chance to rest. The word is too much. Tell Allah to reduce for me. He goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he complains to Allah. He says, one of your servants is complaining that the work is so much. He's not giving time to rest. They said, well, go back to him. Tell him not to thank me more. If he does not thank me more, then I will not be peace for him. So he got back to him. As he was going to, he still met another one person that was poor, so poor. He had only one clothes, only one wrapper to wrap his loins. And he told Musa, Musa, go and tell Allah that you can see my condition. I have only this one wrapper. If it's dirty, I can only remain in this hole or in this pit until it gets dry when I wash it. I have no other thing. Tell Allah to bless me and give me money so I can have multiple. I said, no problem. Musa went away to Allah again and told Allah. So Allah, as I was coming again, I met another servant. Opposite of the first one, he's so wretched and poor. He had only one wrapper. And ask me Allah to give him more. He wants more than this wrapper. Allah says, okay, fine. Musa, go back to them. To the first one, tell him that I say, if he does not want more, let him be thanking me. Does someone know more than this? Just let him be thanking me and I will stop increasing for him. That was our word. How can I not thank Allah? If I don't thank them, what will I do? All this is just bestowed upon me. They are just blessings from Allah. They are privileges. They are not my rights. Why would I thank him? Then he said, then he cannot be reduced. As long as you thank him, it will be reduced. It will be increased. So he kept on thanking Allah. Then he asked Allah to give you the spirit of appreciation more. So he thanked Allah. And he kept on, and the thing kept increasing. And he was able to manage them. Because he thanked Allah. Allah will give you the wherewithal of how to manage them. Spend them in the cause of Allah. Spend them to help the needy. Stand them in a halal way. Tell them to uplift the those in need. Use whatever Allah has given you to command what is good and forbid evil. When you use this, they are means of thanking Allah. You cannot count them, don't worry about cannot count them. Just keep on giving it to the needy. Just keep on using to build mosques. Just go to making roads, build hospitals. Go to the hospitals, so those who are sick there, pay their bills. So those who are poor, help them out. Go to schools. Those who cannot pay school fees, give them scholarship. Look for widows. Look for orphans. Take care of them. These are ways of thanking Allah. And this will be increased. As it increases, you are spending more and you are becoming more and more. So the other one, he said, he went back to him. He said, well, Musa, what has Allah told you? You can see my condition. I'm still in the same condition. I have only one wrapper. He said, okay, fine. Allah has to tell you that keep on thanking me. When you thank me, I will increase for you. So thank what? For what if you are thanked? I have only one wrapper. You ask me to thank again. Why should I thank Allah? For what? He has not done anything for me. As he has not finished saying that one, a big breeze came. Breeze. And he blew away the wrapper. And he became naked. That's why it's like, in shakartu la azid an nakum. Wala in kafartum in azab ila shadid. If you refuse to thank me, I have severe punishment with me. Allah compounded this problem. Because they failed to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you thank Allah, it increases. When you fail to thank Allah, it decreases the Lord, the blessings. So I'm sure that will take us another question that why does Allah bless those who worship him? People don't worship Allah, yet Allah blesses them. Some people worship Allah, they don't have as much as they want. Why these two extremes? That we are going to go into. May Allah give us more knowledge.
I mean. Jazakallah khairan. Maybe in 2 minutes, you can just give us a brief of that explanation. Why Allah blesses even those who are worshiping and those that don't worship, briefly.
Yeah. Well, because Allah has promised for those who worship him here and hereafter. Those whom he loves, he blesses in the hereafter. It is not for those who he loves in the hereafter. That's why it comes Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. In this world, whether you worship him or not, you will have the general blessings of rain, of air, of good atmosphere. Generally, everybody will have it. But for those whom he love, Allah will give them sometimes this world and more of the hereafter. But those who does not love, Allah give them this world alone. And in the hereafter, it does not give them anything. So the fact that Allah gives you everything, this world does not mean Allah loves you. Allah will love you if you do whatever Allah has given to you, you spend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the reward of this world and you have the reward of the hereafter. So Allah promises those who worship him this world and the hereafter. But those who not promise him, so that they will not say it's because we are not having at all. Allah says, okay, take, enjoy it, so that you can deserve the punishment hereafter. So that's why Allah gives them some people that are just worship in this world, gives them a lot of wealth, so that they can increase their punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he denies some people who don't worship in this world, so that they can increase in worshiping him, and he gives some of them too, so that they can use it to spend because of Allah. So whatever Allah gives to you, as a Muslim, we believe is a trial. Gives you wealth, trial. How do you spend it? You are going to account for it. So you spend it well, you have more reward here and thereafter. If you don't spend it well, then it means, you are going to be punished for whatever Allah has given to you. And that is why we have to be very, very careful. Allah does not give some people some time because he knows maybe if I give you, he will not make you to worship me Allah enough more. And that will end you hereafter, the disaster of the hereafter. And he doesn't want to be punished hereafter, so he denies you in this world. And some people he gives in this world so as to tell that, so that you don't say, I've not given you, I've not given you, I've given you. This is what I've done with it. So we pray to Almighty Allah, whatever he has given on this world, to bless it for us and to make the means for us through which we hand the reward of this world and we're of hereafter. And we became steadfast and be able to influence people positively. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Jazakallah khairan. That's really deep for anyone that can reflect on it. Jazakallah khairan. Sheikh.
Yes, ma'am.
If you look at it very well,
nah,
you realize that some people will say that when they say you are arrogant, and another person say, no, I'm not arrogant, reply, I'm not arrogant. Is there a link between ingratitude and arrogancy? And how do we safeguard ourselves from the pitfall and nurture a heart that consistently remembers Allah's favor?
Well, alhamdulillah. Thanking Allah is the essence of Islam, like I've said before. And that is why you see when Allah was going to study the Quran, Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All forms of praises, adorations, glorifications are the rights of Allah. So not doing that to Allah tantamounts to being pompous, tantamounts to being arrogant, tantamounts to being feeling of oneself that I can know everything. And that is why thanking him is the essence of worship itself. That's why it says Alhamdulillah. And thanking Allah and appreciating Allah, they're different thing entirely. Appreciate what he was saying. Say verbally. Alhamdulillah is say verbally. Say that is called praises, say verbally. But appreciating Allah is done with, you know, physically. Appreciate Allah has to be physical. It is by your deeds that you appreciate Allah. It's with your mouth that you thank Allah. Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa you are glorifying Allah. All this is what you say with my. But showing appreciation to Allah, it is by your deeds. That everything Allah has given to you, you spend in the course of Allah, that means you are appreciating the favors of Allah upon you. That's why I said before that you do it with your mouth, you do it with your heart, and you do it with your body. So showing this is called shukur. Shukur means showing appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Demonstration is called shukur. That's why I say, Amul Ad-Dawud Ash-Shukur. Wa Qalum Ibn Badr Ash-Shakur. Say, oh, I've taught the people of Dawud to be appreciative. Amalu, they work it. That is, they work it out. They demonstrated it. They show it out. So showing, demonstrating the word, the appreciation of the people of Allah upon you, it is called shukur. That's why it's called, Fa'ama bi ni'mati rabbika fahadith. You say it out. And you demonstrate it. So that is that. Now, coming to your question, saying that takabur, it is called arrogance. And that arrogancy is not among the names of Allah. All good things, all beautiful names are beautiful. You don't see takabur there. You cannot say Abdul Takabur. You see Abdul Kabir, the great, but not Abdul Muqtad, arrogance. Nobody bears arrogance with Allah. Allah says, takabur sifat wa rahman. Arrogancy is only the qualities that only Allah possesses. And he does not expect any of his creatures to share it with him. So when and who is arrogant? The word that fails to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate Allah is called arrogance. That is why you see, when Allah was opening the surah to Baqarah, it tells about the story of Adam alayhi salam, forefather, and Shaitan. Shaitan, it actually, we know he was a good person. Shaitan was a worshiper of Allah. Shaitan obeys Allah. Shaitan served Allah. He was the leader of the jinn. Allah loves him and he loves Allah. But what brought him down? What brought him down was lack of contentment. An ability to appreciate with the favors of Allah and looking forward to what Allah has given somebody. And don't always be lingering into what Allah has given somebody else that won't have it. So Allah has created Adam and he said, Adam, you're going to be a virgin of heart. Shaitan felt, his name was that was called Azazel. He felt, how can that be? This is what I created in my eyes. So he refused. Then he said, okay, all of you bow down for Adam. He said, I cannot bow. All of us. So he become Iblis. Allah balasa him. Allah condemn him. Then when he refused now, you cannot do anything. When now ask for Allah that, okay, look, Allah, I've worshipped you. Give me the reward for my worshipment. Pompous, full of himself. That I worship Allah now. So I said, why worship must have his reward? I want my reward for the worship I've worshipped in the past. I said, why do you want it? He said, I want two things. He was so arrogant before Allah. I want two things. I want you to give my reward two ways. So one, give me respect to live to the end of Adam and his generations. Three, second, give me the ability to test him to show that they will not be appreciative of you. Allah said this to Abraham. From that today, you become a shaitan. You become cursed. That is why I transform from Azazel to Iblis, then to shaitan. Become a cursed one. So what led shaitan to that one? What he led to one was arrogancy. Was pomposity. He fails to thank Allah for bringing me among the jinn to stay with the angels. He was not an angel. But the prophet would say with the angel, he would have appreciated it. The honor that he has. Enjoying the paradise like others. But what? He was arrogant. And he was greedy. He was envious. So whoever that is arrogant will be greedy. And will be envious. And when he's envious, he become, action will come into him. And that's what you see the way it went and went and went till Kabila killed Abel. The story went that way because of what Shaitan have done. It becomes envious. So if you are pompous or arrogant, you will not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the opposite of thanking Allah is arrogancy. So whoever does not thank Allah, Allah seems to be arrogant. And that is why Allah says to Ghafir, when he says you should call Allah by his name. In a lesson segment and ibarat rub him, dahkirin. Those who fail to thank me, Allah, and worship me, they will enter paradise. They will enter hellfire. Those who fail to worship me because they are said to be pompous, arrogant. And that's why I say, whoever that stop calling me and pray to me is arrogant. If you just wake up in the morning and say, I don't have anything to ask Allah, you are taken to be arrogant. And that will lead one to hellfire. So, thanking Allah means worshiping Allah. Thanking Allah means praising Allah. Thanking Allah means realizing that he is the one that provides everything and needs to be appreciated and to be everything to be done according to his desires and according to his dictates and according to his commandments. Opposite of that one is called, arrogancy. And that can lead to, that leads to hellfire. For the hours of Allah. Now.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Thank you very much. It's really enlightening. Jazakallah khairan. This will lead me to this question. Because a lot of us, as you said earlier on, that we just say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Yes, how do we Muslims cultivate a mindset of gratitude just beyond the verbal expression of Alhamdulillah, Belami? How do we make it a part and parcel of us? Shall give us about two of these steps?
Yes. So Alhamdulillah, the steps to do that one, like I've said, the first one is to appreciate within you that everything I have, there are privileges. Don't attribute anything to your right. Anything you have in life is but a privilege. It's not a right. So first of all, when you realize that one, daily, maybe you cultivate the habit of having a jotter or a journal or diary that you write. Oh, what good thing have I have to do? Alhamdulillah, I woke up early in the morning. That's why when a Muslim wakes up in the morning, say, Alhamdulillah, la ahyana, ba'da ma'amatana, wa ilayhi nushur. Oh, praise be to Allah, who has caused me to come to life again after I was in the streets of death yesterday. And definitely one day I'm going to go back to him. Thanking Allah, when you wake up before waking up, Alhamdulillah, and waking up as Muslim, because some people sleep as Muslim and they wake up as non-believers. They would sleep as Muslim, as believers, but when they woke up, they are non-believers. Maybe because of what they saw in their dreams, or what happened to them in the night, and they become, we call those, they start running to something else. So the fact that you woke up early, and as a believer, it costs you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about that one, and think about Allah. Think about Salat, when you're praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, Alhamdulillah, why am I praying? I have a hand, I can lift my hand up. I can manage myself up. I can use my tongue to recite the Quran. I can bow. I can prostrate. No matter what, I can do that. For those who are not even healthy, at least I still have my intellect intact. Because Allah does not ask for a mad person whether he prays or not. But even if somebody says, I'm hungry, at least somebody says, I'm hungry, what does that sacrifice? A sick guy has good health. A sick person would not be hungry. A sick person who has even malaria, he would not be hungry. Give me any food. Oh, I can't eat. Oh, my mouth is bitter. I'm just not feeling hungry. The fact that you say you are hungry is a sign that you have good health. It's a sign that you are alive. It's a sign that Allah is with you. And so you should thank Allah for that, for having been hungry itself. So think about all those small things, whatever that has done to you. That's why Allah said, why enter all your name at Allah like so hard. You have the mirror versions of Allah upon you, you cannot express them. So think of those things and thank Allah. Rather than thinking more about what you don't have. Look at those what you have and thank Allah for them. So everything. Practice zikr all the time. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wala akbar. And this zikr you learn, like I've said one time, zikr is not about just verbalizing. Think about the meaning. If you know the meaning of what you are saying, you will appreciate it more. And you will do it more. And you will enjoy doing it. And you will like to do it more. Yeah. But if you don't know the meaning, just because you're mechanical.
Jazakallah, Karan Sheikh. I know that if I leave you, you are going to continue. And I know that this topic of gratitude is a very deep one.
Very, very deep one indeed.
Very, very deep one. But then, yes, possibly we're having a part two of this.
Inshallah.
But our time is far spent now. I would like to appreciate you, Sheikh Dawood Adelakun, for coming on to the show and giving us an insight, a brief insight, I'll put it, into gratitude in Islam. I would also want to give a big thank you to our engineer and the producer, Jazakallah Khairan. Thank you very much for doing a wonderful job. And to our viewers, Jazakallah Khairan, for tuning in and being part of this journey. May Allah bless you and your families abundantly. Until we meet again on another episode of Everyday Muslim, I am Rashida Adito Okeolanyo, saying, remain steadfast, stay connected to Allah, and continue to build a life grounded in faith, compassion, and intentional living by being grateful to Almighty Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.